Civil War?
Yeah, they never did hear from him or nothing. So one day, she figured he's dead. One day, one of the girls said, "Mom," and out comes Pa. Said, "Oh, shut up, you know your Pa. He's coming." Said, "He's coming down the road." Said, "Well, you know better than that." And she went up and said, "Well, they sure is. He's walking down the road on." Seemed to me like he was barefoot. He was barefoot part of the time he was in the army. They didn't have shoes.
Was he in the South? Or?
Yeah. Talk about old Joe Shelby. Some of the fellas. Now, his daddy had a lot of slaves. And he had one old slave they called Old Nigger Belt. And I think that's about all he done was he taken Grandpa when he was a little kid and brought him on up, carried him around on his back. I mean, he taken care of him. Learned him how to hunt and everything. I heard Grandpa tell about one time they had a little patch of corn off way off in the house. And they cut it, shocked it like they do in the north, you know. They cut this corn, shocked it up. Deer got to getting in there and tearing these shocks down. And him and Nigger Melt, they just said they'd go up there and stop that one night. One good moonshine night, they goes up there. And this old buck was standing out there, horning the shock of that corn and eating. And blew it, it went, and down they brought it. Only the men never said nothing until they got up there to where he's at. Said, "Master Josh, I was scared to death." Said, "What's the matter?" Said, "You know, I thought sure we shot Master Josh, that old white mule." That deer was so white that I thought sure we'd shot Master Joe White Mule.
Boy, that must have been a shock to leave a plantation with a bunch of slaves, get in the army, and not even have shoes.
Yep.
Man, that's hard living.
Well, I never mean, think you're much at home, a woman and three kids at home. The guerrillas come at home, take everything they had.
Yeah.
But one old milk cow.
Good Lord. That must have been hard not even getting a letter, too.
I guess they didn't know the way it. I don't know. Granddad might not have got a road letter, but if he could have got somebody else to. But she didn't hear from him for better than 3 years, and he come walking in. He was a great big fella, weighed about 225-230.
Goodness.
And she was a little old one, weighed about 80-90 pounds. But she was full of fire now, I think she was. I mean, she is one of them that done the boss. She just had everything her way, but she didn't pick on Granddad or anything like that. I guess she knew she couldn't. They just got along fine, but she done all the buying the groceries and things and paying all, handled them, and Granddad didn't. And he'd drive the, finally got shut of his wagon team and things, and he wanted him a little team and a buggy. And Dad found a little bay horse and a little bay mare that looked a whole lot alike. Old Earl, an old man, he bought them